I want to talk to you about the fact that all men are equal. The Pharisees, who boasted of their religion and their works in the eyes of God, was on the same level as that tax collector, a despised man. What a blessed and encouraging phrase we find in the Word of God, the Bible, as it says of the Lord Jesus, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." God says, we are all sinners. We are all the same in the sight of God. He says, there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. A young man once said to a minister, "I do not think I am a sinner." Minister asked him if he would be willing that his mother and sister should know all that he'd ever said or done or thought, that they would know the truth of all of the motives in his life and his desires. After a moment, he said, "No, indeed, I should not like them to know. No, not for the world." The minister then said, "Then how can you dare to say in the presence of a holy God who knows every thought of your heart, how dare you say, 'I do not commit sin'? When the day comes when we shall all be called to stand before God, that day when we die, all of our works, all of our wealth, our station in life, whether it be low or high, will mean nothing in the eyes of a holy God. Job was called by God as a man that was perfect and upright and one that feared God. And yet Job said, 'Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither.'" Death, you see, is the great leveler. Alexander the Great ordered that at death his hand should be exposed to public view to show that he could not take with him the single penny of his great wealth. So too it is with us. We can take nothing with us when we die. Someone has said that our funeral shroud has no pockets. The rich man's money, the poor man's poverty, count nothing with God. A newspaper once offered a prize for the best definition of the value of money. The successful answer was, "Money is the universal provider for everything but happiness and a passport to everywhere but heaven." God says, "Go to now, ye that say, 'Today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain.' Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Death is a most powerful preacher. Though we may avoid all the churches, despise all the preachers of God's word, yet there is one preacher, death, they are compelled to hear. Death's church is the earth, the pulpit, the deathbed, the casket, the hearse, the grave, and the cemetery. But this life does not finish your course. Your everlasting soul will know the bliss of heaven if you come to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, or the terrible alternative, everlasting hell, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.